Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, here we go. So the world has changed significantly in the last few weeks. It's as if we're all in a low-budget sci-fi movie with an ongoing runtime and no end in sight. I mean, the plotline isn't that original. However, we have no idea when this film will end. And considering we're all the main characters, it's a little unsettling.
We know this is a difficult and uncertain time, but we'd like to share our thoughts on how you, as a musician, an artist, a creator, can get through the challenges presented by COVID-19.
Hey, how's everyone doing? Fabrizio Atlantic. I am singer-songwriter Marcy Novelli from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And you're watching B-Sides, a show empowering musicians with knowledge and advice. If you're new here, subscribe.
Before we jump in, we just want to say a big thank you to our patrons for supporting the show. We appreciate you.
Yeah, if you enjoy what we do here on Bridge Atlantic, head on over to our Patreon page to join the official Bridger community.
Unless you've been living under a rock inside your home, of course.
Hopefully.
You know that we are experiencing a worldwide pandemic right now.
I want to put in my little two cents here. Like, how did this happen? A bat and a snake. And my little vegan heart is going to let everyone know that if the world were vegan, this wouldn't happen. But anyway, I digress.
And that's pretty much all we're going to say about the cause of it. Obviously, we know that musicians and people all around the world have found themselves in a strange situation. Their livelihood's been pulled out from under them. And we're all kind of in a bit of a state of, what do we do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those of us who earn a living from performing live on stage to gatherings of people, this has eliminated a primary source of income for many of us.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, that's probably one of the first areas that was really affected. Mm-hmm. Was as soon as it was announced that, you know, there couldn't be gatherings of more than 500 or 100 mm-hmm, people, mm-hmm. and those numbers kept going down and down and down, you just mm-hmm, saw mm-hmm. those gigs disappearing from people's calendars.
Yeah.
Right away. And I think behind the scenes as well, many creative professionals are struggling too, such as booking agents and venue staff and session musicians. I mean, anyone whose work relies on them being, you know, physically in a room with another mm-hmm. person or a group of people, or putting on events, you know, they're all affected. And this, I think we have to remember that this situation is huge and is bigger than any single one of us.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is seeing people starting to work from home, you know, creatives and non-creatives alike. And it's funny because we've always done this show from home.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. I mean, we've been practicing social distancing before it was even a thing.
Exactly. But, you know, the beauty of this, to find beauty in a dark time, is seeing musicians and artists around the world coming together to lift everyone's spirits.
I mean, you see artists doing like free live streams. They're mm-hmm. setting up online communities for people to talk about, you know, the impact that it's having on them on a one-to-one kind of level. I've seen people run online kind of quizzes on platforms like Zoom or House Party. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that even though we can't physically be in a room together, and I really hope one day like we can be in a room with other people, there are ways that we can stay connected. And I think that artists are an incredibly important part of that experience.
There's a lot of negative aspects to social media that we've covered in the past and many other episodes and many to come. But I think the one pro is that it does help us connect, especially in a time like this where we can't really go out into the real world. You know, ironically, we always say get off social media and get into the real world. But right now, social media is actually keeping us all sane. So, yeah. You know, who would have figured? And it's allowing us to connect with each other. And it's allowing musicians, like you said, to do live streams and connecting with their audiences. And I really think that, you know, once this is all over, if anyone ever really devalues your artistic talents in any way, I think you just have to remind them that during this time, they needed art, music, TV, movies, you know, to help them get through this. Because I know everyone I know has been doing that. Streaming, yep. Listening to music, you know, getting them through this. So,
absolutely. And on a side note, I think it also reminds us how valuable some of the other professions around the world are mm-hmm. that are not the creative professions,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, like nurses, doctors. I mean, what I think a lot of us have always valued these people, but I think this shows everything in a whole new perspective, mm-hmm. whether it's doctors, nurses, supermarket staff, people mm-hmm. that collect your garbage, like mm-hmm. everyone is valuable. And I really hope that one positive that can come out of this whole situation is that everyone is treated far better because, mm-hmm. That's just a little side note. With many of us isolated at home, there are a lot of things that we can do, you know, to keep moving our careers forward and expand on our existing skills. You know, once you're maybe a little bit bored of watching Netflix or you feel that you want to do something to help your future self kind of move forward in your careers.
Well, one of those things would be reconnecting with people you haven't spoken to in a very long time. You know, both in your personal lives and relationship to business, you know, just overall improving those relationships and growing and nurturing them might be a great idea.
Yeah, because I think the problem is a lot of us say we don't have time. Now time is the one thing that we've got a lot of, so there's not really any excuse.
Exactly.
And I think this also kind of comes to the, creating material. So if you're working on new material, or you might now be able to revisit older projects that you never quite finished, or you maybe didn't feel that you had time for. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you do still need to be inspired enough to be working on these things. But I think if you are feeling inspired, try and take advantage of this time that you've got and really, mm-hmm. Get working on some things that you've maybe put to the side for a while.
Yeah, or learn a new skill. Maybe there's an instrument you've been meaning to learn for a very long time, but didn't have the space and time to do that. So why not pick it up now if you can get to a music store to get that instrument in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, yeah.
Order online.
Ideally, you own the instrument already. But yeah, Amazon's great still. A boring one, but you could use this time. You're not going to want to do this, but you could use this time to catch up on admin. You could take advantage of this time. You can catch up. Maybe you'll finally get to inbox zero. I mean, people have been striving to get to that for so long, and
that's
now
your
you
dream.
Actually could. You actually could.
Having said all that, though, this really could be a time to slow down, take a breath, sit back, look at everything from a new perspective. We're just talking about moving forward and what can we do to advance our careers, and that's all fine and dandy. And like you said, that this could be a space for us to do that. But maybe this really is about, just taking a step back. It's a rare opportunity for us to look inward and reevaluate ourselves and our lives. This could be the blessing within the curse,
Yeah, I think it's like we always say, balance is kind of key. So I think you know yourself, if stuff needs to be done, you want to get it done. But there is definitely a lot of importance in taking that step back. So I think find the balance, do what's best for you is normally the kind of advice that we would suggest. And I think it's important to remember that, anything that you're doing, it's not all about money.
Mm-hmm. That's been something that's really made me smile during this time is the amount of artists on all success levels, just doing live streams, like you had mentioned before, and just doing chats with their fans. And it's in a strange way, this has really humbled, I think, a lot of people because we're all at home. We're all cooking for ourselves. We're all taking care of kids if we have them or whatever we're doing. We're all at home. And that really kind of, sure, some people might have bigger homes, smaller homes, but it's eliminated a lot of that status and hierarchy, I think, in a beautiful way, in a way that we all really needed it to be. So that's kind of been the beauty. I'd say let this moment in time bring us back to when we were kids, and we put on shows for our parents or our friends because it was fun, not because it was the right career move, not because we need to pay our bills, but solely because it's what we are meant to do, entertain, spread joy. People look back on this time in history, and I think that they'll remember all the musicians and artists that selflessly took the time to just put a smile on their faces, during a frightening and frankly unprecedented time in all of our lives.
And as difficult as the situation is on a personal level, we do have to remember that absolutely everyone is affected by this. So keeping a sense of perspective is so important at a time like this. Many people's livelihoods are impacted, and it's going to take some time to rebuild. We can all do our part to keep each other safe and ride out the storm together.
And the silver lining in all of this is that it really has ironically brought us all together. Every single human across our entire planet is affected by COVID-19 in some degree. We literally all need to work together to contain this and stop it from spreading. The virus sees no religion, sexual orientation, gender, age, skin color, and so on. we really, truly are in this together.
And if you want some more from us, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast app. And if you want to pick up one of these shirts, visit our website and use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order.
This episode was brought to you by Social Surge and Electric Kiwi, two companies fully dedicated to helping today's musicians. So check them out because they do it for us.
They keep the show alive. And if you would like to sponsor the show and become an official Bridger, join us on Patreon from as little as $1 per month. Not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will allow us to keep bringing you videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
Anyways, that's it for B-Sides.
Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.